From Spark and Anvil and Gambit Tales, this is the Pawn Cohort, Pawn Patrol, Sienna and Bran, Trotter and Trundle, Gable and Garrett, in Chapter 1 of the Gambit Tales cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
You cannot tell the story of a kingdom by only telling the stories of its kings, its queens, its bishops, and its knights. If you do that, you leave out the people who actually live in it. The kings and queens know this perfectly well. King Pumble has said so in a letter to King Sable several times. Sable always agrees, briefly. Sable agrees with most of what Pumble writes.
Both of them speak with the careful gruffness of people who have stood guard in cold weather for a long time. They are, in the Chess Kingdom's military hierarchy, the most disciplined of the Pawn Cohort. Captain Castle introduces them with respect. Their job on the board is to hold the line. They are usually the center pawns, the D pawn and the E pawn, and they advance only when ordered. They do not improvise. Sienna and Bran are siblings, fraternal twins, born on the same hour of the same evening from a farming village called Wheatsetter in the kingdom's southern plain. You may notice the wheat reference. King Sable, who is from the same southern region, would say the wheat came in about these two if asked. He would not elaborate. He never does. Sienna is the elder by 23 minutes. She is patient. She has the patience of someone who has watched grain grow, which is a particular kind of patience that cannot be hurried. She is, in fact, slow on purpose. Children watching her on the chessboard sometimes find her almost too quiet. Castle, who has played enough games to know better, simply waits. Sienna's quiet is the kind that always pays off in the long run. Bran is the younger. He is, in his calm way, cheerful. He does not sing while working, but he hums sometimes. He has the cheerfulness of someone who has been to the same harvest festival every year of his life. He believes, and has said so, on the board, more than once, that pawns are the backbone of any army. He is right. He is also not loud about being right. The siblings dreamed when they were small of becoming queens. This is the dream of most pawns, and most pawns do not get it. Sienna and Bran did not. Two of their cousins did. The siblings are not bitter. They are proud of their cousins. They write letters.
Their job on the board is to be reliable. They are usually the C pawn and F pawn, the supporting wing pawns, and they hold their squares stubbornly. They are the pawn pair Captain Castle most often points to when teaching children that holding ground is in itself a kind of victory. Trotter and Trundle are roadside merchants from the kingdom's western highway, a road that runs from the capital out to the trading towns near the western border. They have, in their pre-board lives, sold leather goods, Trotter, and small woodcraft, Trundle, from a cart they pulled together up and down the highway for nearly a decade. They are the jokesters of the Pawn Cohort. This may seem unusual for pawns, who are otherwise the most serious pieces on the board, but Trotter and Trundle have a particular reason for it. They have heard, over their decade on the road, every customer's joke in the kingdom. You cannot stand at a market stall for that long and not develop a kind of patient humor about how people behave. They are, by their own admission, professionally amused. Trotter is taller and louder. Loud by pawn standards, Captain Crossfire would call him merely audible. Trundle is shorter and more dry. Their jokes are usually structured as a setup and payoff, alternating between them, the way the twin knights of Forkhill finish each other's sentences, but with worse rhythm and better punchlines. A typical Trotter-Trundle exchange. Two squares on our first move. And nobody noticed. Both together. Don't tell the bishop. The Chess Academy was at first slightly uncertain about hiring them. They worried that children would get distracted. Captain Castle pointed out mildly that distraction is a teaching tool when handled correctly. The Academy hired them. Their job on the board is to be A and H pawns, the outer wing pawns. They are the pawns who in many games get the first chance to push two squares forward unnoticed because everyone is watching the center. They love this. They tell jokes about it.
Gable and Garrett are from the town rooftop wanderer tradition of the kingdom's northern hill towns. This requires explanation. In the northern hills, the towns are old, and the houses are tall, and the roofs are connected. If you grow up in a northern hill town, you grow up climbing onto your neighbor's roof. You grow up walking across roof tiles instead of streets. There is even a kind of unofficial profession in those towns, the wanderer, who walks the rooftops to deliver small messages, retrieve cats from chimneys, and notice things that ground-walking people don't notice. Gable and Garrett are wanderers. They are not siblings. They met when they were 11, both walking the rooftops of the same town on the same morning, and they have walked rooftops together ever since. They are not, in case you are wondering, twins disguised as friends. They are friends. It is allowed. Gable is the more thoughtful of the two. He looks down from rooftops and notices the shape of streets. He has in his head a perfect map of every town he has ever wandered. He is the quiet pawn of the cohort. Garrett is the dreamer. He looks up from rooftops, mostly. He notices clouds. He notices birds. He notices the way the kingdom's banners change color in different light. He is the pawn most likely to forget which square he's on. Gable always reminds him. Garrett always thanks Gable. Both wanderers believe that the world looks smaller from above, which is a useful belief to have when you are a pawn on the 8th rank, looking back at the long walk you've made. Their job on the board is to be the promotion pawns. When a game reaches the end game and a pawn looks like it might reach the far rank, it is usually Gable or Garrett. They are the dreamers. They are the ones who imagine becoming queens. Their cousins from Wheatsetter did. They might too.
Captain Castle has, in his 11,000 watched games, seen Gable promote to a queen 86 times. He has seen Garrett promote 91 times. He keeps count quietly. He does not mention it. These four pawn pairs, 8 pawns total, 4 regions of the kingdom, are everyone. They are the kingdom's foot soldiers and citizens. The kings are the stakes. The queens are the messengers. The bishops, rooks, and knights are the specialists. But the kingdom is made of pawns. When Captain Castle introduces the pawn cohort, he says only, "They are everyone. They walk forward. They cannot go back. They sometimes become queens. They always matter." The children always remember this part. And on the day when one of them, a Gable perhaps, or a Garrett, or a Sienna, or a Sten, reaches the far rank and stands up, taller, transformed, all of the cast members on the board stop for a moment. Queen Vesper nods. Sir Pinwell sets down his notebook. Lady Skewer bows slightly. Captain Crossfire, for once, shuts up. Even the glass lantern dims her light for a moment, in a small private salute. Captain Castle says very quietly, "Welcome to the job." The walk was long. The walk was worth it. And every pawn who makes it feels the same warm, breathless swell of pride, the quiet joy of an ordinary someone who kept walking forward, one square at a time, until they became more than anyone expected.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the Pawn Cohort, Pawn Patrol, Sienna and Bran, Trotter and Trundle, Gable and Garrett. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Ansel for the full transcript.